from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
But Clay got one paid. You know, he's gotten paid. Ayuk right. has not.
Right. Let me ask you a question, Gu. And I don't know what they're going to do with Ayuk.
I don't know what he's doing either. Telling Ryan Clark all his business.
You cannot pay everybody. So you've got McCaffrey among the highest paid running back.
Yep.
You've got Deebo Samuel making 24.
Check.
You've got Bosa, highest paid defensive end. Trent Williams, highest paid lineman.
Damn.
Fred Warner, one of the highest paid middle linebackers. Kittle, third highest paid tight end. You know Purdy is around the corner. If I were to give you a list of McCaffrey, Deebo, Bosa, Trent Williams, Warner, Purdy, Kittle, Ayuk, and I say you have to lose one, who would you lose?
It would be... You put Kittle in there, huh?
I did.
Yeah. I would go there.
Yeah, I would get rid. It would be Ayuk. And it might be Deebo, but I just look at Deebo as like he's under contract for another year.
And what about the report you, Evan, and I talked about that I learned about this morning, where the Niners throw the ball 32nd in the NFL, their last. Exactly. How can I – but – We both can agree Ayuk is I think he's special, Steiny.
I don't.
Is he the best? No.
He's good.
But if I throw the ball,
he's good.
That least amount of times, I can't go over the threshold that we set.
Exactly.
So I think Brandon Ayuk is, I keep going relationships and I put one on the vine. He's the guy that's saying, tell me you love me. And they're telling you, hey, we like you, but we don't love you. And that's why he's going up. I think Brandon Ayuk wants to get traded because he knows and he's hurt that they won't go. Steiny, we're not talking about a lot, I guess, from all reports. Okay, they offered you 26, you want 20. Like, it seems like chump change.
If they offered him 26 annual and he turned it down, that's
wow.
That's gutsy. That's gutsy.
Or what about him not being what I've talked about and I've been consistent. This offense throwing the ball is as minimal as they do. That he wants to be in another system.
Okay,
I think there's some of that.
Probably.
So why would you call your bosses together? Because 9 times out of 10, that doesn't work. But now
because
public with it,
he doesn't have the stomach for it. That's why.
Or you want the inevitable to happen sooner? Find me a team.
Look, he knows he's hosed. He's hosed. They don't have to do a thing. And you know what? I might not. Like, they drafted a wide receiver.
that they did. It shocked a lot of us.
Exactly. And maybe they drafted a wide receiver because they knew that it was going to be hard to pay two receivers
wow, man.
A year from now.
I just don't see how the Niners offensively, even though they throw 32nd in the, I just don't see how that offense collectively.
What if Pearsall is good? What if he's really good?
No, Bastani, what if he struggles? Okay. And what if your passing game, when you call on it and you need it most, you know, you're not getting what you got with Brandon in a year that you got to pay your quarterback. Domino effect.
Okay, you give him $30 million. What are you doing next year?
Oh my gosh.
What are you doing next
year? I'm not giving him 30. That like, and I'm with you. Okay. I'm not giving him 30.
Okay, 28. What are you doing next year?
I gotta pay my quarterback. Who?
And then who are you whacking? Well, see, I think
Debo gets whacked in that scenario.
Okay. I don't know. West Oakland Holloway. What's up, West Oakland Holloway?
Hey man, what's going on with y'all, man? Hey,
talk to us, baby.
Hey, Goo. Goo, you got me laughing, man. I was going to talk about Golden State, but I'm gonna go ahead and pivot. But
okay.
That's the only thing I'm gonna say about Golden State.
Yeah.
When Steiny talked to you about Golden State, for some reason you act like he's talking in Russian. Like you just don't understand nothing he's saying, bro. We all get it. The run is over. Unless they do one thing that Steiny said earlier, they have to get somebody that's better than Stephen Curry, bro.
Wow.
They did it with Durant. They didn't do it with, what's my man, Wiggins. But it was an argument for a minute that Wiggins could have been the MVP of the finals.
No doubt about it.
And Iggy got finals MVP on the first one.
And then Durant got two.
So I'm all exactly. for trading Durant for a big boy. It sounds like you are too. Jimmy Butler, you okay, who's better?
No,
but
No. The only way you get a Durant Butler is if you just all in for the next year or two. Because you know the franchise is going to be burnt down after that. It's going to be over with. They won't have no assets. They won't have nothing. You already know that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do. They between a rock and a hard.
Right.
And if I was Clay, I wouldn't even want to come back. Like, I had, you know, it's time to roll out and do something different, man. Golden State need to be looking forward to the future.
Wow.
And about this Steph Curry, Ferrari engine and all that stuff, well, we know a car not moving without no gas. Well, if they ain't got no gas, they ain't going nowhere.
That's pretty good. Wow, Steiny.
Thanks, West Oakland.
Yeah,
Holloway.
I know some Holloway, Steiny. I got to say
Remember
this.
Remember Condridge Holloway?
No, I know Dexter and Dick. Yeah, Big Dex. Yeah, from the Yoon, Big Dex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he said, you know, you're talking, go get a big boy. So Durant, he would be okay with. He said Durant, right? That qualifies for him.
What?
A guy that's equal or better than Curry. So he's okay if you go get.
I wouldn't put those words in his mouth. I thought he might have meant somebody like in their prime.
Oh, he did say they went out and got Durant, you know, a better player than Steph.
Yeah, right, the first time.
Yeah. But I still thought he was saying he would be okay if they went and got Durant this time. Okay. That's how I took it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've been bedridden, so I could have misunderstood.
You've been delusional. Like,
please.
Do you have the sweats and the, what is it?
I had ball shorts. That's why I sleep in ball shorts. Because I was hot. I had a fever. Dude, when was the last time you had a fever? You can't. It's the worst feeling ever. Then you had a run.
So you clearly are having visions. And
no, I wasn't having none of that. The equilibrium stuff. I was just Steiny. Boy. Let's just say I was Derek Jeter. Number two.
That's a five.
Boy, Steiny was like, oh my God, when will it stop?
I thought you didn't like that kind of humor. doesn't like that kind of humor.
No, this was health humor, Steiny. That's sophomoric.
Daryl's in Antioch.
Yeah. What's up? Derek Jeter and Spray Thompson.
What's up, Daryl? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Just wanted to piggyback on some Warrior stuff when you guys were talking about, and also thank you for having me on the line. But you guys were talking about some stuff that's regarding the player at the second half, how the Warriors played better with the younger guys. But I think that piggyback on that is like going back to the coaching. I think Steve Kerr really didn't maximize the players as far as mixing in the older with the newer or whatsoever. And I mean, and I think that that as well, we could have had a better record if we would have made that switch a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking my call, and I listen off, you know, offline.
Thanks, Darryl. Appreciate it. That's the other part that to me, I'm going to ask you about. Okay. So you get Durant. Oh man. What happens to the young guys? We know. See, that's the other thing that's going to happen. Steve Kerr is going to play the old guys because that's what he does. He's going to play them as much as possible. They'll wear down.
But they won't be able to last. Before. Maybe no, maybe not, Stani. Maybe they have the youngsters who are left, whoever those that collective is, they carry their weight because they know we're waiting for April, the playoffs, man.
And that's where they're fundamental. When you say carrying their weight, to me, the young guys are carrying their weight now more than the old guys. It doesn't mean they're better than the old guys. It just means what you got out of your young guys last year was pretty darn good.
And speaking of which, I'm going to say this because...
And what you got out of your old guys wasn't that great when you hold them up to their own standard.
I think I know where you're going, but I'm going to run this by you. And Evans put out a couple clips throughout the regular season last year about me. I love Steve Kerr, top five coach of all time, Stani. You and I fought just on how good Moses Moody was as a player, okay? I will never forget, and I still won't, the talk that he had with Moses Moody about how he was out the rotation. He saved him that game. Jonathan Kuminga had to do what he did, go to the press to say there was an agenda. It worked for him. My point is, what if Kerr had given both Kuminga and Moody the time earlier, where would they have been? Would they have been greater as the season, you know, moved on? I do think of that. And I know a guy like you is going to say, Goo, what if I tell you they wouldn't have the seasons they had they not went through that. But on the flip side, to that caller's point, what if he would have empowered those dudes? Because the one thing I can say about Kerr last season, there was no way in hell you should have ever had a conversation with Moses Moody saying with what you were working with as a team that he was not an option and he was going to be on the outskirts. And he lucked up and Moody still was headstrong and was able to contribute. And Kuminga, you know, we'll do with that what you want. But he had to do what he had to do to get on the court. Like, Kerr lucked out on that, on both those fronts. So there's...
I don't know what you're...
Like, if Kerr would have just empowered those two earlier in the season, there's no telling how better both of those guys were. Well, and you're right.
But he didn't. So, like...
Moses Moody could have been ready and better or more seasons at the end of the season.
Because of five more minutes a game?
Well, no, or do you know what I mean, Stani? Just not being thawed out as opposed to being in the freezer.
All right, and if they would have drafted LaMelo Ball instead of Wiseman, they'd be better off. And, I mean, that's kind of, like, you're kind of making my point. If Steve Kerr didn't empower young guys last year in your mind, why would he empower them this year? When you're bringing in an older guy to the core.
But you're still going to have younger guys, whoever they are, and you're going to need to lean on them. It's a team. It's not just we bring Durant in and nobody's playing. No, Stani.
People are going to get pissed off when Durant's playing 34 minutes a game and Steph's playing 32 and Klay's playing 30 and Draymond's playing 30 and Trayce Jackson-Davis is splitting time with Looney and Steve Kerr. Yes! But you know what? Go ahead and do that. See how many games you can win.
But the whole, just hearing you say that, I would tell whoever's mad, it's not about minute usage. It's about wins. Are we winning this way?
Well, how'd it go last year?
Oh, I'll let you answer that.
They were the 10th best team in the West.
Oh, good God.
Like, you know what's funny, Good? I'm being honest here. So you're not crazy about the young guys. So the Warriors were the 10th best team. 10th best team in the NBA or in the Western Conference last year. How are they going to get better?
Oh, so again,
the only way they can get better as they're constructed right now, and they may make moves to get better. The only way they can get better is if the four young guys improve more than the four old guys decline.
See, I disagree. Okay. If Andrew Wiggins shows up, that one, that got nothing to do with the young guys, and if Draymond Hass doesn't get suspended,
Would you bet on those things?
I would bet Draymond's not getting suspended for more than five games. You know what I mean? The gist is up, man. Come on.
What about Wiggins? Are you really going to go into the season saying, what are you banking on, Goo? Wiggins.
I can't do that. I totally get that. But I tell you, what about Wiggins that has me, the one caveat I can find out of that, it ain't got nothing to do with age.
Yes, I think it does.
For me, I feel like he's still light with the only dude close to his prime or in his prime. So with Wiggins, it's mental as opposed to physical. And that's why I would like, if that's what it ends up being, I'll roll that dice or play that card and feel better about it than it ain't age related.
Yes, it is. I think it is with Wiggins. He played 1 year of college.
Oh, God, we're going back to the, where are you going with
what
this?
What I'm going at with this is he's played 11 years already in the NBA. He's getting worse, not better. That's what happens. He's in his, so if he plays 22 years, which he won't, I mean, I don't think Wiggins is in his prime anymore.
2-2-2.
Well, compared to everybody on the team, Stoney, he's the closest.
That's why he's such a letdown. Bernard is in Pleasanton. What's up, Bernard? How you doing, buddy?
Good conversation.
Thank you.
Hey, when Klay Thompson was hurt, right, he basically missed almost 2 years, and Lakers still paid him. I think, Guru, you're too emotional, kind of like what the caller said before. I mean, we love this team, but, you know, no team is going to be on top forever. And I called before. Look at all Curry's contemporaries, man. They flying all around, going to all these teams, trying to win a championship. Mm. And he did it in one place. I mean, you're not going to be on top forever. And Guru, you emotional saying that they got to mortgage the future and lake up old Tim. No, he doesn't. Curry's going to be damn near a billionaire once he retires from the Warriors. And a lot of that is going to have to do with the payroll the money that he's got from the Warriors.
So what would you suggest they do? What would you suggest they do this offseason? I hear you, but what are you saying you would like to see them not do?
Well, I wouldn't mortgage the future. See how much better you can get, but I'm not going to go spend $50 million on Paul George or somebody like that.
And just
build. And if you can get better within the next two, it don't have to be next year, but maybe within the next 2 years, you might have a chance to do something in the playoffs. But the whole Curry something, I think that's a little, you're being a little too emotional.
I hear you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Bernard.
We love that, huh?
He's not saying
the organization is going to do what I'm saying they're going, like, read the room, guys. They're going to try. And I think they're going to do better than try. And if they got to come off Kuminga, I would understand it. I like Kuminga. I'm a fan. But if you're telling me I think highly of the guys that they could get to put with Steph and Dre, and they got major action. That's how I feel. That's not emotional.
I would rather have Zach LaVine.
Well, I was going to bring him
Butler,
up. You know what? I forgot.
Okay. Or any of the other two guys.
He's 29.
I don't want Zach to get older. But I don't want Zach LaVine either. But what I don't want any of them. But what I'm saying is I might take Zach LaVine because at least we get more athletic. At least we get younger.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm having an issue with is people telling me, what are we looking forward to next, the upcoming Warrior season? Oh, we're going to see how good, not we know, we're going to see how good are the growth of the youngsters. When you're that doesn't
you act
go
as though,
with Steph Curry though.
Yeah, who else doesn't go with Steph Curry?
Yeah, who?
Klay and Draymond, who aren't
well,
at Klay championship
might be,
level
it looks like
anymore.
Klay is not going to be here.
Well,
so Pods or whomever could take that role.
I mean, the
if
thing
you
that,
don't go land a big boy.
The thing that I the way I look at it is, you keep saying these young guys, you don't know what you're going to get, and I'll say I agree with you.
Yeah,
but you won't acknowledge you know what you're getting with the old guys. And it's not enough. They've proven that for 2 years. So I would rather see what the younger guys can do. I know what Draymond can do. I know.
But what if you get a new older guy? That's why yeah, it's attractive.
I'm out on that. I'm out on that.
But you understand every outlet is saying Warriors going big game hunting.
And they've said that every single year since Joe Lacob has been the owner. Every single year. The Warriors are linked. Oh, first he called about LeBron.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard back in the day. He went and got Durant.
But this is out of necessity, though. When you called and went and got Durant, you lost the final.
So he doesn't, you don't get to do it just because it's...
But you understand. But now these calls are, you're operating from desperation. Before it was cute.
That's why you don't want to make a real stupid mistake. Because desperate teams make bad mistakes. And
you think the Warriors are desperate?
I don't know why they would be.
It depends on what their goal or agenda is. What they're like, if they're trying to not be a 10th seed.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to bump up in the standings.
Then you need to go to Nordstrom's. And you know what happens when you go to Nordstrom's? You got to break out that black card. And that black card may say Jonathan Kuminga. You act like you got all the answers. You don't. But
it was wrong.
The team is telling you, it looked like it right now. If there was a scoreboard, get ready for what I'm saying.
I don't think Clay's coming back.
Oh, and I'm with you there.
Okay, so then.
But you still already made a big... that is just part of the show.
Here's what I think's a joke. All right, here's what I think's a joke. You want to keep doing it? You can keep doing it. And you know what? I am right on the money here because he's going to be talking about the 2022 championship in 2026. Mark my words. He will be.
Oh, it'll expire.
The Golden State Warriors won in 2022. What did they do? They ran it back. The next year, they made one round of the playoffs and lost. Then what did they do again? They doubled down and they ran it back again. By re-signing Draymond, and they were the 10th best team in the Western Conference. And now you want Curry back? You think Wiggins is going to get it done? Like, that to me is utter insanity. Because I believe, here's another reason I'm out on Durant, Butler, or who's the other 35-year-old?
KD Butler.
PG-13. Yeah, Paul George is because
and bronze.
If you're going to go into next year with Clay, Steph, Draymond, and this other 34, 35-year-old, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt.
See, but
sorry, you will.
Nobody can say you're wrong.
Exactly.
But you're not right.
Because from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.